USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has rapidly increased its COVID vaccination efforts, setting new daily records for the number of shots administered last week. Nearly 2.9 million shots were given on Saturday alone. In the next few days, the CDC is expected to release guidance on activities that those who have been fully vaccinated can return to. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that vaccine supplies will begin to rapidly increase. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CBS's Face the Nation that even as there are enough shots to vaccinate everyone, it will still take a large effort to administer them all.
As we get more doses, which are going to be dramatically increased as we get into April and May, and as the president has said, we will have, by the end of May, enough vaccines to vaccinate everyone. We'll have to put a big push to get it into people's arms, but by that time, we're going to be doing much, much better.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The House will take up the Senate's version of the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill this week, passed by the Senate over the weekend by a party-line vote. House Majority Leader Cindy Hoyer said the House will likely take a final vote on the package on Tuesday. But the amended bill is unlikely to pick up any support from Republicans, as many have criticized the spending in the measure. Congressman Byron Donalds calls the package a liberal wish list of spending. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that the package is a bailout for states that had bad lockdown policies.
It's stuff like that that's in this bill. State and local governments getting $350 billion. And they put this formula in the bill where if you're a blue state that has had terrible lockdown policies and your unemployment rates are through the roof, you're getting significantly more money than, say, a state like Florida that actually managed the pandemic while letting people get back to work. This is how they're rewarding bad behavior. This is how rewarding blue state governors. This is the true bailout that's happening. And it's one of the worst ways to spend money.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he will not resign as two more women have come forward with allegations of inappropriate behavior. New York State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins called for the governor's resignation on Sunday, calling Cuomo's scandals a distraction from governing. But the governor told reporters he has no intention of going anywhere.
I wasn't elected by politicians. I'm not going to resign because of allegations.
Cuomo has denied allegations of harassment and inappropriate touching and creating a toxic environment in his office. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy stopped short of calling for Cuomo's resignation when asked, saying an investigation should be allowed to play out. But he told CBS's Face the Nation that the accusations are deeply troubling.
I'm going to stay where I've been on this, which is this is deeply troubling. And more data points make it even more troubling. And an independent investigation, which all parties appear to have come to the conclusion was the right road forward, I would agree with that. Let's see where that comes out. And I would just say every person, regardless of who they are, who has a concern, has a right to be heard, and that concern has a right to be investigated, and God willing, that's what will happen here.
But some are joining the growing calls for Cuomo's resignation. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice told Face the Nation that it's time for him to resign.
I think it's terrible, and I truly believe, you know, that he has a dog's mess on his hands, and with all this, you know, swear stands, it's not going to do anything except get worse, and I would say he needs to resign.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.